Sunday, July 18th. We left first thing this morning for Washington. President spent a long time on the plane in a conference with Rogers and Kissinger, as he had agreed with Rogers he would do. He had me up for a while before, and then again after, with Kissinger and Haig. Nothing very important covered. On the plans for the trip, he made the point again that he doesn't want any women along, including no women secretaries, so he wants to get our male secretary really in gear and ready to go. He wants Scali included in all the meetings on China, such as the bipartisan leaders meeting, etc. He wants Kissinger to meet separately with Connolly, as he had said earlier, and he also wanted Henry to give Billy Graham a call. We juggled the schedule around quite a bit. We're going to move the budget meetings up to this week. He agreed to do the Football Hall of Fame on the 30th and to do some travel out into the country, but a very minimum amount. And may still go to the Bohemian Grove. If he does, it'll be on the 31st, and he'll fly back to Washington that night. He's agreed now to do the VFW on the 18th and then take the 2 weeks vacation in California up to Labor Day weekend, when he has to leave for Chicago on Friday to address the milk producers. He made the point of wanting to cut down on the size of staff at San Clemente and so on, which we got into. Then we had a long discussion with Haig and Kissinger just on general effects of the China thing. Didn't cover any really new ground. The president did make the point that in terms of the leadership image, this one act does more than all the other things we've done put together. It makes him appear bold and a man of peace, and it's established by an act of great drama. Now all the other things we do will take on a different flavor. We can use the element of surprise in other events, even domestic ones. We don't need to brief so much or clear Congress and so on. And by rub-off, we'll get some of the same effect that we're getting out of the China announcement. He also commented to Henry and Haig on the plane near the end of the flight that in thinking about the China thing, we were in a deteriorating position, and we really needed something to change the situation because we were bleeding to death slowly. This whole thing shifted the whole focus just at the right time and in just the right way. The president also pondered some the Russian attitude, saying that that still is the unsolved problem in this whole thing, and it'll be interesting to see what develops in that regard, because there is a real question there, especially what they'll do on Vietnam. There's some hope, of course, that this will stir them to go for a settlement, but it's hard to tell. He made the point that he's not going to see any congressmen or senators individually on foreign policy from now on, and on domestic policy only if it's to our interest. He's going to quit doing the hand-holding that he's been doing. He does appear to be tired, but in very good spirits, and obviously this whole thing is going to have enormous repercussions for some time to come, end of July 18th.